From Inner Systems, it's the Healthy Data Podcast. I'm Jordan Cooper. To learn more about this and other episodes, please visit podcast.healthydata.com.
Ann Flynn, the Medical Director of Health Management, which is part of the Institute for Community Health and Wellness. She's a hospitalist by background, an assistant professor of medicine at the Zucker School of Medicine at Hofstra Northwell. Ann, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jordan.
So just as background, Northwell Health is a health system based in Long Island, New York, with 6,600 beds and 14,500 providers across 24 hospitals and other care facilities with 100,000 employees. So today, I'm very excited to discuss with Ann a topic that I think may prove to be of interest with many listeners across the country. Northwell is trying to improve star ratings to reduce penalties. I think every health system in the country is trying to improve their CMS star ratings. To do so, Northwell is trying to proactively identify inpatients who are likely to be readmitted and advise their clinical care teams to apply a checklist of best practices to those high-risk patients. Now, here's the interesting part. We're going to be approaching this story today through the lens of Northwell's acquisition of Nuvance Health in Connecticut and how Ann has extended Northwell's solution to Nuvance Health. So, Ann, please walk us through it. How have you done that?
Okay, great. Well, let me just start with a little bit of background for Northwell in terms of our journey through readmission reduction. We really started this in 2017, and it's been, you know, a long process, but we've been very successful improving our star ratings, which 22% of is readmission reduction, along with reducing our readmission penalties significantly. So we feel, you know, we have a great product and a great way of doing things. And there is certainly technology involved in that. And I know this is the data podcast, so I will bring that up as well. But basically, you know, we acquired Nuvance, which is Northwell acquired Nuvance last year. It's six hospitals, and three are in New York, a little north of our previous footprint, and three are in Connecticut. So as you can imagine, a lot of people are working on this integration on every level. For instance, my bosses at the Institute of Community Health and Wellness, Dr. Deb Salas Lopez and Eddie Frazier, have been very involved in the community work with Nuvance in introducing Northwell's presence and the work that we can do in the community. And then on every other level, you know, from technology to finance to patient experience, et cetera. So readmission reduction and quality is one piece of the puzzle in terms of this integration with Nuvance. And I think where we are is, you know, you want to think about these things like in phases, but in reality, they aren't really phases. You know, they kind of go together, up and down. So yeah. You know, phase one would ideally be, let's figure out the footprint. Let's figure out what all the data is, the culture and everything, but which we're certainly doing. I think that's now kind of merged with, in addition to getting to know each other, just starting to apply some of the ways that we have reduced readmissions at Northwell. And, it really started, of course, you have to be very mindful of change management issues. You always have to have that in the back of your mind, you know, in terms of some people being resistant or having change fatigue. You know, it's a lot to take in.
So, Ann, I think what our listeners would love to hear, I know that you have a prediction model and you leverage a LACE score for risk and mortality regarding readmissions. I'd love for you to walk through the model of, all right, we've acquired Nuvance Health. They have six hospitals, Danbury, Connecticut-based system, and we have this very special way of improving intractable readmission scores. It's very difficult for health systems across the country to reduce their 30-day readmissions. And at Northwell, we found a very innovative way to doing this. And now we're tasked with bringing our innovative approach to improving our star score to the star score that Nuvance previously did on its own. What's the first step when you first acquire a new health system? What's the first step that you took in order to say, here's how we're going to improve the star ratings at Nuvance?
Yes, you know, absolutely. It's really sort of understanding what processes they do or do not have in place right now, mm-hmm. and how we can help them with any processes that we have found to be successful. So to jump into some of what you were referring to, one of our processes called case finding or case creation, and that is an effort between our analytics team, our pop health informatics team, and others to apply a logic or rules to automatically finding the population that we would like to find that's currently in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So we apply that, and that produces what we call a chase list. And that chase list is sent out to the inpatient teams. Mm-hmm. And that chase list is used so that they can apply this. That is also automated, of course. The chase list comes to them every day, every morning. And they use that so they can apply this checklist methodology to these patients, which is really about best practices for readmission reduction. You know, this patient has CHF. Do they need, have they had a cardiology consult? Are we scheduling an appointment for them? Are they, you know, they have a high LACE score, which is a risk stratification tool that predicts mortality and readmission after the discharge. So if they have a high LACE score, we recommend a goals of care or a palliative consult. So that kind of thing is on the checklist. And that is utilized. And then once the patient gets discharged, there's all sorts of other methods that we use, one being an automated notification system. So if the patient is to return to the emergency room within the 30 days that we are deemed responsible for that patient and their readmissions, there's an automated notification that goes out to a certain team that we refer to as the SWAT team. Mm-hmm. And that SWAT team works to see if there's any other, you know, disposition other than readmissions. So I'll start with, there are some others which I can get into as well. But so with Nuvance, we presented to them all of this. Mm-hmm. You know, all of the work we do and the success we've had, and we've presented that to quality and to other stakeholders. And, you know, immediately there are some people that really want to get into this, right, and are really excited. And you know, so they are working, and they've been great to work with, really. Mm-hmm. They are working on, number one, the case identification already. So the having a chase list in the hospital, and also utilizing the checklist, and they are implementing that as we speak, or they've even implemented the checklist already, I think, at all the hospitals. And they you know, the next things that we really want to work on is the automated response, which requires, you know, quite a technology lift in terms of integrating our systems, and also buy-in from the emergency room and the hospitalists. So we've, you know, discussed that, and everyone seems on board with that. And we also need to start implementing them into our dashboards, of course, in any way we can. So when we're presenting as with our legacy Nuvance hospitals as part of Northwell. So, you know,
So I'd like to drill right into what you just mentioned. You mentioned that integrating, there's an integration challenge in implementing the automated response. Can we dive in? What does that integration challenge look like, and what kind of data sources are you pulling from, and how are you planning on addressing that data integration challenge?
Right. They are not on the same platform as us. Mm-hmm. We are currently on our Epic journey in adopting Epic as our EMR. They will also, but that will be a few years from now. Mm-hmm. So the issue is the complexity, and I am not the IT person, so I'm not going to get this totally right. But the complexity of bringing these systems together in some way, mm-hmm. so that we can exchange data and data exchange. And that is where the complexity lies. And how we can also provide the same sort of resource, the same sort of notification,
right,
for these hospitals.
So from your perspective, and you know, you're the medical director of health management here. So from your perspective, and we don't have to go into too deeply into data, since we'll just focus on your area of expertise. What do you think are the greatest challenges to the program? Is it change management? What are the greatest challenges to the program that you've been able to address with your area of expertise? And how have you been doing that?
I think, you know, the challenges I would say are a lot in the technology, if we want to go back to that. So, you know, because we are very reliant on data, mm-hmm. and we have become very reliant on these systems that we're very used to,
right.
and they do not have them. So that is the biggest challenge that we are working through.
I think a lot of our listeners may say, you know, yeah, we have, you know, a 2-star rating out of CMS. We're located in whatever area of the country we're in. And we also don't have the resources of a Northwell Health. We're not on Epic and, you know, we can't afford it. And we don't have, you know, these incredible technological platforms that Northwell has access to. How should we go about improving our star rating? How can we reduce readmissions? What can they learn from you here?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, I think I started by saying we started in 2017 and we did not have many of these things either. Mm-hmm. So there are especially if you're a smaller hospital, it's not that difficult to identify your high-risk patients in a non-automated way. But even, you know, in a probably kind of an automated way that isn't as sophisticated than what we're doing, mm-hmm. because there's certain criteria in terms of the insurance and the age and the diagnosis, and mm-hmm. you can start there. And we even had some of our hospitals start there because they, you know, we've acquired hospitals along the way that are not on the same system. So, and that's pretty effective as it is. And
do you have any workarounds or hacks that you've seen work successful on a budget?
Yeah, I mean, you can print out a list in your hospital, you know, on each floor and see who has Medicare fee-for-service or managed Medicare, and what their diagnosis is. And mm-hmm. is their diagnosis CHF? Is their diagnosis pneumonia, COPD, or AMI? There's your patients.
Right. So if it hits I want to talk about that case finding and that chase list. You said that you're applying different logic and rules to find the at-risk population. Are you able to delve more deeply into how that logic and what those rules are, what they look like and how you came to create those?
Basically, the CMS rules mm-hmm. for who these patients are and who the cases are. The again, like I said, it's you look at insurance, you look at age, and then you look at, there's many, many diagnoses or ICD-10 codes that fall mm-hmm. under one of these larger umbrella diagnoses. So CHF mm-hmm. may have, you know, like 12 or 20 ICD-10 codes that do qualify. So you need to, if you're going to really try and be as accurate as possible and capture as many people as possible and not overcatch, that's always mm-hmm. a big problem, mm-hmm. then you need to be integrating these ICD-10 codes in, and you need to be monitoring it to see, how many false positives are there? How many true positives are there? What percentage of which are we getting? There always seems to be one little piece that mm-hmm. might put it over the edge into mm-hmm. overcatching. So you kind of have to monitor that. We did. Yes, question.
So I was just thinking, so it sounds like CMS defines what the numerators and denominators are for their STAR program. So identifying the high-risk patients should be somewhat straightforward, But yet you said that this is a very intractable problem. And in fact, 22% of the star rating is dependent on reducing readmissions. And this is a problem that many hospitals and health systems across the country do have challenges with. So, you know, what are some of the reasons? If, you know, I'm sure every hospital can import the numerators and denominators and just look, is there congested heart failure? Okay, here are the 20 ICD-10 codes associated with that. Okay, these are high-risk patients, and these are the best practices and the checklist. So why can't we just get our hospitalists to look at these four, you know, high-risk patients on this floor and prevent them from being readmitted in the next 4 weeks? Why is it so intractable if it seems like it's so straightforward?
Yeah, great question. It's just not that straightforward. It's so, and it is intractable because these are complex patients and these are complex chronic conditions that are, you know, often readmitted, often being treated in the emergency room. And this is why CMS targets these patients, right? They don't just randomly target patients. They target who are the most complicated patients or the highest risk patients. And there's all sorts of reasons for readmissions. And a lot of that is in the transitions of care, which is why we also have a transitional care management team. So, you know, you leave the hospital and then what happens? Your medication reconciliation is wrong. You know, you were supposed to be started on LASIX 80, but it says LASIX 20. And is there going to be somebody there on the other end to pick that up? Or otherwise, you're going to end up back at the ED in three days. So it's that's just one example. Did you get an appointment? Are you able to get to your appointment? There's all sorts of SDOH, you know, elements to it. And it's
so on that topic, in addition to pulling clinical diagnoses from the EHR, you're also pulling from surgical scheduling, you're identifying patients scheduled for elective hip replacements, you're pulling from payer status, who's on Medicaid fee for service. You know, those data sources are all feeding into your HIE analytics team to help produce that case finding automated report, right?
Yes, correct. You know, it's depending on the population, like the surgical scheduling would be the CABG and now the team surgical bundles, which is the new mandatory bundles from CMS.
Right. So you're identifying, you're pulling from all these different data sources and you're creating this analytics report that then is automatically sent to the inpatient teams. And then they start implementing a checklist. And it sounds like at Nuvance, they had some of these and you had to go about identifying which metrics they were missing, which areas of their workflow they were missing, and just kind of plugging those holes and trying to do so without necessarily being able to extend the technological solutions that Northwell relies on to Nuvance, because that's going to take time to roll out. Is that a fair summary there?
Yes, that's correct. So we're trying to make their chase list as accurate as possible. You know, we're working towards the HIE notification. The other thing that we utilize is a platform with our skilled nursing facilities. And that allows our central ops team, which is our skilled nursing facility care management team, to monitor patients in skilled nursing facilities. So we have that on over 100 skilled nursing facilities now that Northwell uses. So we are talking about implementing that in nursing homes around the new Vance hospitals. And they're very excited about that because they've basically had one woman trying to track them, you know, in
by herself. So a centralized platform to do the work that it sounds. So look, we're approaching the end of this podcast episode, and I'd like to ask you, if you could reflect back on your journey to reducing 30-day readmissions and improving Northwell's star score, and then do so, and then also consider Nuvance's journey to improve their star rating as now as a subset of Northwell, what advice would you give yourself, or what advice are you actively giving leadership over at Nuvance about how to go about achieving those goals?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's a culture change in a lot of ways. Some of the things that we implemented, especially kind of the ED work and the SWOT process, you know, it means the hospitalist and the ED provider working together in a way that, you know, traditionally they haven't always worked well together. Mm-hmm. So that has been a culture change and a nice one. And it takes time, you know, it really takes time. And they're you know, they have some things that we can learn from as well. You know, they do something called a care partner huddle, which I love. It's mm-hmm. just that it's not clear how to scale it, you know, and that's what we do at Northwell. We scale. So I would love to scale that and bring that to Northwell. So it's a matter of being open to change and mm-hmm. and you know, we're open to hearing what they're doing and understanding that we've been very successful, which they seem to be very open to learning about our processes.
You know, and I want to just reflect and contextualize today's conversation for our listeners. Checklist began in the airline industry, and it was initially Dr. Peter Pronovost and his team with the Michigan Keystone Project that began taking airline checklists and applying them for providers for central line associated bloodstream infections or CLABSIs. And then when he mm-hmm. went to Johns Hopkins, began expanding that work out. And there was always not only the importance of the checklist, but a culture change. They had to have an executive sponsor. They had yes. to empower nurses and different level of clinicians to be able to speak up in the room and usurp somewhat the traditional power dynamic with mm-hmm. the physician most important to not being challenged. The ability to speak up and say, there could be a risk mm-hmm. for an iatrogenic infection here, yes. or, you know, we left us, I didn't count all the surgical tools being removed from the open body cavity from the surgery right now. And I think what you're really trying to say is, not only is it about technology, not only is it about following guidelines and best practices, which are openly available in the medical peer-reviewed academic literature, but importantly, there's culture change. Yes. And when you acquire a new organization, it's not just about telling them you got to do steps A, B, and C, but it's making sure that the hospitalists and the ED physicians can work well together. It's making sure that if they're working well with a care partner huddle, that maybe you don't need to impose a top-down Northwell approach, but mm-hmm. maybe let them work with what's continue to succeed with what's working on a local level. So I think being aware of people management and change management is incredibly important to the successful implementation of any technological intervention. Any thoughts?
I couldn't agree more. And that, I think, is, you know, I love checklists. You know, the checklist manifesto is a favorite.
The tools of wand. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, they really seem to work. But I can see, because it's happened at Northwell also, that people get nervous about that. It feels like it's more work. Mm-hmm. Why this is something else I have to do, who's responsible for this, you know, all of those things. And you can anticipate all of those things. So you need to be aware of that, first of all, just conscious of that. And then, you know, hopefully provide some quick wins. You know, hopefully in a few months, we'll be able to show them that mm-hmm. this checklist has helped already, you know, in terms of if that patient got that checklist, they're, you know, the readmission rate is lower. That right. type of thing.
Right. And then, of course, this is all, you know, payer-directed efforts to change medical practices to improve outcomes, reduce cost, and at the same time, therefore, by definition, with the triple aim, improve value. So,
yes.
Anne, I'd like to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
For our listeners, this has been Dr. Anne Flynn, the Medical Director of Health Management at Northwell Health. And this has been a conversation about improving your star ratings. So thank you, everyone, for joining us today.
From InterSystems, this has been the Healthy Data Podcast. I'm Jordan Cooper. Thank you for listening.